Did you know Idaho is the third largest milk producer in the United States, which means we have got a lot of cows here in the Gem State? We've also got a lot of cow manure, too. And if you have been in the Magic Valley, where the majority of our dairy farms are, sometimes the smell can be a little less than pleasant, to put it mildly. So what if that manure could be converted into energy? Researchers at the Idaho National Laboratory think that it can be. Joining me live on the phone is INL economist, and part of the team of researchers looking into this is Jason Hansen. Welcome to the program, Jason.
Thanks. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let me ask you, how did you and your team come up with this idea to do research on really how to reuse cow manure and turning it into energy?
Well, I mean, we started off interested in this issue. I mean, we're at Idaho National Lab. We're interested in finding alternative energy sources and energy for our country. And the Department of Energy facilitated an exchange program with some of our counterparts in Germany. And one of my colleagues from Germany came to the U.S. and spent some time here in Idaho with me. And in Germany, they've figured this problem out of how to deal with manure and how to turn it into energy. So I said, look, we've got a lot of dairies in Idaho. In the last 30 years, dairies have almost increased by about 300%. We've got a manure problem. Can you help us with this? Let's see what we can do. And so the question that we are interested in is, if we implement this technology that has this potential to clean up the environment, what sort of economics does that create for the local dairy farmers?
So talk to me about the economic part of this and also cleaning up the environment, like you said, because if I did my math right, dairy cows in Idaho produce about, 13 million tons of manure a year. And,
yeah.
And so that's a lot. That's a lot of manure. And but if it gets into our water systems and things like that, that's where we're dealing with like pollution issues. So this idea is that we're taking a lot of it out of potentially polluting, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. So the technology is what's called anaerobic digestion. So an anaerobic digester is a facility where there's microorganisms in the digester. And these microorganisms, they break down the manure. And in the process of breaking down the manure, they create what's called biogas. They release this biogas. And this biogas has an energy potential. This biogas can be turned into electricity, it can be turned into heat, and it can be turned into a substitute for natural gas. So the idea is, if a farmer sets this up on the facility, then the farmer can create their own energy on the farm and use energy at the local dairy. But then additionally, the energy that they don't need, they can sell back to the grid. So the farmer gets a benefit in two ways. His energy costs have gone down, as well as he's able to collect revenue by returning electricity to the grid in excess of what he actually needs. So that creates this economic potential for farmers. And at the same time, these microorganisms change the structure, the chemical composition of the waste in such a way that odor becomes no longer a problem. The pathogens that can potentially pollute the surface waters are no longer a problem. So the quality of life around the dairies improves, mm-hmm. because the odor emissions have gone down. So it looks to us like it's a potential win-win type of a situation where you're improving the environment and you're creating an economic opportunity for Idaho farmers.
And that was my question, which you answered, was the smell. Because you know that people are going to think, like, well, you know what? That's great that it turns into energy, but manure is not a pleasant smell.
No, it's not a pleasant smell. And these little microorganisms, these are important bugs because they're breaking down this manure and they're making it possible that we can extract the energy. And at the same time, the microorganisms are containing the waste in a way that the odor is no longer a problem. So you can think of the ramifications for a community where there's a lot of dairies sitting there. I mean, now the communities have an opportunity to have improved quality of life because this odor issue is no longer causing problems in the area.
Yeah, right, because that has, in the Magic Valley, I mean, there's a lot to do with where dairy farms are located and how how the wind can shift and all of that. So what you're saying is a lot of that, just from a dairy farm standpoint, would dissipate.
That's correct. It also has, I mean, this anaerobic digestion technology also has the potential to impact groundwater quality. So the digesters themselves don't prevent the groundwater issue from happening. But what the digesters do is they create a product that can be sent to a wastewater treatment facility, and now you've created a product that the wastewater treatment facility can remove the groundwater pollutants in a much easier way than if they had to deal with the manure management directly. So that's another aspect of these digesters, is that it's not only is it reducing the smell and the odor issues, but it's improving the potential for surface water quality, manure's not getting into the surface waters, and it's enabling downstream technologies to improve groundwater quality.
I'm speaking with INL economist Jason Hansen. We're talking about turning cow manure into usable energy. So Jason, this all sounds really interesting, but now let's talk about cost. Because, I am assuming to implement these things on a dairy farm, it wouldn't necessarily be cheap.
No, it's not going to be cheap. These are expensive investments. They're complicated systems. And so in order for us to figure out what it costs, it's not like you can go to your local hardware store and purchase an anaerobic digester. It's a system that has to be installed. And so there are a lot of components that go into figuring out what the system is going to cost. Transportation cost, energy prices, how many cows are on the farm, all kinds of things like that go into the cost model. But what we find as we do the analysis in our optimization model is we find that these technologies have the potential to create a return on investment for the farmer within a period of 4 to 8 years, depending on which technology is implemented. And what that translates to is an economic potential of nearly $93 million annually for Idaho farmers. Now, this is not universal across all Idaho farmers. This is dependent on size, or in other words, the number of cows that are on the farm. And the cutoff point that we find is it has to be at a farm where there's about 3,000 cows or greater.
In order for it to be sustainable.
Sustainable and economically viable, right. And so that translates to about 45% of dairies that are in Idaho. So this would be an economically feasible solution for about 45% of Idaho dairies. For the other portion, where dairies are smaller, there's also an option of forming what are called cooperatives, where the smaller farms could jointly invest in one of these anaerobic digesters and still get the critical minimum of 3,000 cows by consolidating their local options.
And you said that your German counterparts, because you are in collaboration with a German research center, and you said earlier that in Germany they're doing this. So is this something that has been implemented in farms in Germany? So it is a feasible option, it sounds like, here in Idaho.
That's correct. It is a feasible option. Farms in Germany have been doing it for some time now, and renewable energy from dairy manure and from other forms of biowaste has become an important part of the energy portfolio in Germany. We've known that anaerobic digestion works, but what we haven't known is necessarily how that impacts the economics for Idaho. And so that was the contribution that we made, is we're looking at this technology that we know works. Can it be cost effective? And the answer that we find is yes, it can work in Idaho, particularly because of the high concentration of dairy cows on single farms.
So is this still just an idea here in Idaho, or has this been implemented on any farms?
Well, that's a little bit outside of the scope of what we've investigated. But what we are aware of is the number of dairy farms that are in Idaho and what the potential is. Across the United States, there have been different regions that have looked at this, anaerobic digestion on swine farms, for example, but it hasn't really taken off like it could have. And so the message that we're trying to get out is that this is an economic potential for our state to create energy, clean energy, and also create opportunity for Idaho farmers.
So if a farmer is interested in doing this, how would they go about this? I mean, do they contact the INL? Since you have, you've done all of the research, you can look at the economic value of this.
Yeah, that's a great question. So the farmer is going to have to consider it from a business decision for on-farm management. We've looked at this in terms of Idaho farmers across the state. We haven't parameterized our model for specific farms. So the farmer would have to investigate the options based on the parameters for his local farm. you know, and make sure that the economics work out for the case-by-case basis. Our analysis has been looking at across Idaho, all farmers. It looks like there's an economic opportunity here.
Well, this is a fascinating topic. Who knew in the general public that you could take cow manure and make energy out of it, right?
That's right.
I appreciate your time today, Jason. I've been speaking with INL economist Jason Hansen about turning cow manure into usable energy. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.